Welcome to PCS Connect, promoting community and schools. Pitt County Schools encourages you to become engaged, empowered, and elevated through our podcast. Our goal is to provide insightful information and reinforce our belief that education is truly a team effort. Now, let's connect.
Welcome to another episode of PCS Connect, where we sit down today with our interim superintendent, Dr. Steve Lassiter, and some of our outstanding Pitt County School students. This particular podcast serves as a platform for our leadership to gain valuable insight into the thoughts, concerns, and ideas of our students. In this episode, we are joined by three exceptional student leaders: Michael Ray, a senior at Innovation Early College High School; Haley Mickey, a 10th grader at South Central High School; and Kenneth Valeda, an 8th grade student at Welcome Middle School. And now, Dr. Lassiter, you are invited to take the mic.
Thank you so much, Ms. Olfers, for that introduction. I am just excited to be here today. I have some students that's with me, and we're just ready to get started. And this is, I have to tell you all, this has been the most exciting part of my day. I've been waiting to get here to see you, to talk to you, to hear from you. And so I think the time that we're going to have together, I'm looking forward to hearing from you. I'm also looking forward to learning from you. So it'll be a great time. It'll be a great exchange. And I'm looking forward to having some time to just kind of talk. But first, let's start with you all introducing yourself. So just tell everyone who you are and tell us where you're going to school and just a little bit about yourself, maybe a fun fact or something.
All right. My name is Michael Ray. I am a senior at Innovation Early College High School. For future plans, I plan to either go to North Carolina State University or remain at East Carolina University and major in elementary education.
All right. I think we've got a teacher. I think we've got a Pitt County Schools teacher, I hope. Awesome. Great.
My name is Kenneth Valeda. I'm from Welcome Middle School, and I like to play soccer as a sport and any other sport, I guess.
I love soccer. Soccer was like the sport I played when I was a little guy, so it's been a long time ago. So soccer is fun. You play often?
Yes.
All right. Good. Awesome.
I'm Haley Mickey. I'm a 10th grader at South Central. I play softball.
I'm looking forward to coming to the games, Haley, and just seeing you play softball. How long have you played softball?
Since I was like six. It's been a long time.
Really? Yeah. You love it?
Yeah, I do.
I can tell. I can see the excitement like when you talk about it. All of you. So that's really good. Well, thank you all again for being here today and just having some time to just kind of talk with me. And the first question that I want to ask you is this, and you have to tell me the truth, whatever comes to mind. What do you think a superintendent does all day long? What do you think a superintendent does? What is a superintendent and what do you think I do?
Meetings. That's what it sounds like, just meetings.
Okay, I think we're done. You're right. That's all I do. Okay, meetings.
But, of course, above all else, ensuring that the county's running well.
Okay, that's good. All right.
Safety, managing schools.
Yeah, I like that. Absolutely.
Just like watching schools, I guess, and just making sure they're doing what they're supposed to.
You all three of you are absolutely right. It is it's a lot of meetings, but the meetings are most of the time about you all. And sort of like you said, Kenneth, it's about making sure that you all are safe, that you're coming to a learning environment that you enjoy and that you feel like when once you're here, you're getting the best education possible. So you all in sort of like three sentences nailed what a superintendent does. And the priority is you. My priority every day is making sure that you all are good to go and that when you leave us, Kenneth, going to NC State or ECU, when you graduate to be a teacher, that you've got the best education possible. So great job. Good job. So what do you think makes Pitt County Schools a desirable place to grow and learn? So if you had friends that were coming to Pitt County Schools from somewhere else, what would you say to them that makes it a great place to learn and to grow as an individual? Haley, what do you think?
I think a lot of my teachers, they like having a connection with their students, like outside of just like the work and stuff.
Mm-hmm. So making that connection with students. Talk a little bit about how they make that connection. How have you connected with your teachers, or your teachers connected with you?
I think they just, like, they'll ask you more, like, personal stuff, like, especially in certain classes and certain teachers. They just really want to really know you.
Mm-hmm. Just getting to know you and becoming familiar with who you are, what you like, what you enjoy, and that sort of thing. Yeah. That's good.
I would definitely say the resources that Pitt County provides. I've had a couple cousins in the past year move away from the county just for personal reasons, but also a cousin who recently just came into the county. And it's exciting to see how he views it in a different perspective. It's like, oh, we didn't have this up there in Raleigh. We didn't have that. And obviously, Pitt County has two different early colleges, which is a great resource to dual enrollment within South Central and other high schools around the county. I think those resources are just amazing for students all over.
Absolutely. You nailed it with talking about resources. And resources also sort of combines with the word that I think of when I think of you all as students is just accessibility. Being able to access so many opportunities that makes you ready for the world and make you ready for a career, make you ready for college and just life in general. So that's very exciting. All right. What are you thinking there?
Opportunities, like activities that involve STEM, like Science Olympiad, robotics, and any other activities that's fun. You can engage with other people, and it helps you in the future.
Absolutely. I like that. You mentioned robotics because a lot of people are interested in STEM, and we have a very strong STEM program and STEM framework here in Pitt County Schools, as well as a lot of extracurricular activities that you can engage in, such as robotics. So have you been a part of robotics?
Yes.
What do you like about it?
It's fun. You can collaborate with other people, and you can use your open-minded, you can use your imagination.
I was thinking the same word, using your imagination and being able to collaborate and work with others on creating things. That's really good. Y'all are doing a great job. So what are your strengths that you see in school? When you think about yourself, what do you think of as, I do a really good job, or I'm really good at that, or I really like or love this particular thing? What are you good at?
First thing that comes to mind for me is leading. Something that my school has really instilled in us from the start, from ninth grade, very first day of school, is being a leader, no matter where you are. I think coming from middle school, all we do is follow, 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 and that's just a part of growing up. Becoming a leader is something that's very important, especially for our futures, knowing that we will have to lead eventually in our lives. So doing that now within school is something that I feel like I'm doing very well with.
That's awesome. And you're exactly right. At some point, you're the next generation of leaders. Yeah. So you've got to step up and make sure that things are the way is paved and that you're taking advantage of that. Very good. What are you? Everybody's like, not me.
Something I don't know.
That you're continuing to grow and your strengths. Something that you're really good at or that you like or enjoy in school.
I love seeing my friends. Like, I love it. And I think a lot of my classes, like all my classes except one, have my friends in it. And just being around them helps me learn better, one. And just two, it makes the environment just like better, especially when your teachers are there to help you too. Mm-hmm. It's just nice. And they're easy to talk to with learning.
I love that. So talk a little bit more about when you say being in an environment with my friend makes it a little bit easier for me to learn. Tell us how is that so? How does it make it easier when you're with your friends?
I think because I'm more comfortable with them. Mm-hmm. And like, if I'm with people I don't know, I'm not going to want to ask questions. But like, if I'm with my friends, I'm comfortable with them, then like having to ask questions and stuff is super easy.
Yeah, that's good. Very good.
For me, collaborating with your friends and having fun.
So collaborating and having fun. What have you done this school year that has been collaborative and that you found exciting the past couple weeks of school or even in the past?
Like, we do group activities that we work together, and they give us different assignments.
Mm-hmm.
So last year we did a STEM Friday where we had to build different things out of certain materials.
Mm-hmm.
And we could build it in a team.
Mm-hmm.
And that was fun. We all collaborated and were laughing.
I love that. Laughter is healthy and fun. I love to hear you talk about that. So as you think about this school year and embarking upon a new school year, what is a goal, something that you've set to say, I'm going to be better at this, or I'm going to focus on doing this a different way? What's something that you're focusing on this year that will help you as an individual or help someone else?
I think probably having more accountability for myself. And I'm taking an AP class right now and like just like having to be on myself about like just studying and stuff, just like really staying on myself and having that accountability.
So you're focusing on academics and just making yourself accountable and holding yourself to deadlines and making sure you're studying and getting things done.
Yes.
Good. That's good. I love to hear that.
Following that same note, managing my time better. We've been learning how to manage our time since the ninth grade, but actually utilizing those skills is a whole different thing. You can learn about it, get grades about it, but using it is a different thing. So I'm excited to focus on that more, as well as making sure that I allow time for myself mentally, because I have a lot of obligations inside and outside of school. So ensuring that I focus on myself and focus on my mental health is another big thing.
Wow. You all are really doing good. You sound very focused on what you're trying to grow and improve in this school year. I love that. What about you, Kenneth?
Responsibility and reading.
You know, you just made me smile. Talk about responsibility, and then we'll talk about reading. Talk about what you're trying to do and become in terms of becoming more responsible.
Responsible? Like, you got to make sure you hand in your work and time and all the stuff that you had to do. That you had to do at home, too. Mm-hmm. So you got a lot of stuff to do.
Mm-hmm. And you're focused about reading.
Reading is just, I don't like reading a lot. And it's because it's so long.
Yeah.
And it's like boring.
Yeah. So you're trying to challenge yourself this year with becoming a better reader. You know the secret to that? You want to know?
Yes.
You do? Okay. So the secret to that is finding out what you enjoy reading. So I'll tell you, I did not realize what I enjoyed reading until I was in college. And that was probably my sophomore year. And I found that I love to read biographies and autobiographies. So if people are telling me about themselves and their families, I love to read about that. So I love to engage with people when it comes to talking about family. Those things are very exciting. So in terms of the reading piece, just think about something that you like and that you enjoy reading or talking about. If you can talk about it, you can read about it. So what do you think of that, Kenneth?
Yeah. I also want to be a lawyer, so I gotta be reading a lot.
There you go. You nailed it. Getting ahead of reading those briefings, right? So on a scale of 1 to 10, how safe do you feel your school is? Thinking about your school, how safe do you think it is on a scale of 1 to 10?
I would say 10, not only because at like being on East Carolina University's campus, there's obviously a lot that happens, bomb threats, oil spills, different things, intruders. But we do have an SRO on our hallway, and it is locked, so only students can get in with their one card if it is valid. But not only apart from that, I feel safe because there are actual connections within my school. It's another thing to say, oh, we have 10 SRO officers and everything's locked down. We got metal detectors everywhere. But when you actually feel personal connections, people actually show that they care for you. You know that they'll have your back when it comes time for a real life emergency. When teachers take the time to make those connections with you, you know that they probably won't try to save their own life before they try to save yours. And I've had teachers in the past in elementary school tell me, if somebody comes in, if there's something happening, you better hide under me because I will put my life down for you guys. And those type of things are heartwarming. And those are the things I look forward to telling my students when I become an educator.
Yeah. Wow. That is very touching. And it speaks to the caliber of teachers that we have and how much they care. And I'm glad you shared that. Thank you.
I'm really bad at putting numbers on stuff. But maybe I think South Central gets a really bad name, but maybe an 8. I don't go to school scared, and the teachers will be there to protect you. And our SRO officers, I do know one of them, and he's really good, and he's super nice. But yeah, it's a pretty safe school.
Okay, so you feel pretty safe there.
Yes.
Good.
All right. I would say an 8 because you know, there's many threats to schools, and they try our best. Well, they try their best to keep us safe. Like, there was one time there was a threat, and they, the teachers knew, and they contacted people, mm-hmm. the police, and they came as quick as I can. Mm-hmm. And the teachers also tried their best to mm-hmm. make us go safe, to make us be safe.
Good. Thank you. And Michael, you gave us, you said a 10 for your school.
Yeah.
You know, I'll ask Haley and Kenneth, what could Pitt County Schools do? Or what could I do as superintendent for 2 more points?
I would say add more officers to our school because Welcome only has 1. And like more security reasons because sometimes we do metal detectors and sometimes we don't.
Mm. So metal detectors more often?
Yes.
And more resource officers?
Yes.
Okay.
I think my school, we're pretty set on resource officers. I think we have like 2 or 3. But, I mean, metal detectors, they wouldn't hurt at all because that's making sure weapons aren't being brought into school mm-hmm. and providing safety, an extra layer of it. So, yeah, that would probably help.
Okay. That sounds good. Thank you. I will take that feedback and make sure we start reflecting it in our safety plans. Thank you both. What do you think the greatest challenge is that students are facing today? What is the greatest challenge?
I will speak personally to what I see day to day at my school and my own personal challenges, but mental health is one of the bigger challenges. We spoke about it before the State Board of Education with the Superintendent Truitt's advisory council, and we were just letting them know that this is what's happening within schools. We showed them different pieces of data and how even drug abuse was, you know, being intertwined with mental health of students. But aside from that, mental health is a big thing, whether a student is on substances or not. And sometimes it's overlooked. At first, I didn't feel like my school was really seeing it. You know, they used to have signs that said mental health over GPA. But in my mind, I'm like, no, it's the other way around. And so coming to make sure students realize that before it gets too late, before they have a mental breakdown, before, you know, maybe even commit, Lord forbid, they commit suicide, is just ensuring students know that they are heard, knowing that they are doing more than enough to ensure their future is intact. Because the fear of the future is the most scariest thing,
yes.
Speaking as a senior. And sometimes your mental health doesn't want to believe that. So I would say mental health might be one of the biggest struggles.
I'm going to add to that. I think mental health, not enough people talk about it. And it's a big thing because you can act fine in school, but like whenever you're home, it's a whole other thing. And people don't realize that because they're thinking other people aren't going through the same thing. But it's not talked about enough, I think.
Hmm. What do you think is the greatest challenge that students are facing today? And they both talked a little bit about mental health. Is there something you think about?
Yes, mental health, because you never know what someone is facing. Mm. They could be facing, like, probably death or something that would, and it's very hard to make it go up.
So is there something that Pitt County Schools can do when you're with us or when you leave us that would be beneficial to help you with mental health?
Well, I think everybody loves a good mental health day, but seeing that we have to have a certain amount of days in school, that may not be possible. But I know a lot of schools do different rallies. I remember being in elementary school and hearing about the different suicide prevention things. But I would say just furthering, making sure students know that they are heard without having to be sent to a rally, knowing that they're heard within the classrooms. One thing that my school does very well is implementing the Choose Love strategy that was started many years ago by a mother in which her son died, I believe, through a school shooting. But the last thing he wrote on their home chalkboard was to choose love. And by doing that, you show compassion and you're making sure that you're not, you know, bullying people and different things like that. But definitely in the classroom, ensuring students know that they are heard and loved in every way.
Wow. Thank you. So let's shift gears a little bit. You started it, Michael, so I'll let you start here. What are your career goals and tell us why?
Yes. Elementary education is my future major, and I plan to come back to Pitt County and hopefully teach at Creekside Elementary, where I went to elementary school. And what started this, I always go back to Miss Augustin, my second grade teacher. I was a challenge back then. I know that now. But the way, and every single one of my teachers always worked with me. Like you here, I didn't like English. I don't like reading at all, which is kind of ironic for a teacher because I want to teach science and math. So I think I'm set there. But it was Miss Augustin, the way she worked with me, and every single one of my teachers, they worked with me and showed me the possibility that I could have changing lives in the future. Also, the fact that students need a safe space. Sometimes I didn't always have that at home, but finding that in school, never wanting to leave, always wanting to be the teacher's assistant. I want to be able to provide that for students while they receive education, because education has so many meaningful experiences that I believe students need to experience. And as of right now, you know, some students just drift through. They go to school, go home, go to school, go home, and it's a repeat thing. But to me, that's not what education is. Education is the installment of many different fundamentals that is not just math, literacy, social and emotional. It's more than that. It's the relationships you create with students. So, yeah, that's what I'm excited to do inside the classroom, all those different things.
All right. Awesome.
I want to be a pediatrician, or I want to be a child nurse practitioner. I love kids, and I definitely want to go in the medical field. I took health science one last year, and I loved that class. I loved my teacher, and I just think helping kids and, like, being in the medical field would be so fun.
I can see the excitement in your eyes when you talk about it. Both of you, I can see the excitement about teaching and being a pediatrician.
I would want to be a lawyer because, you know, it'll help other people and also help you. Because if you get into a car crash and you don't have a lawyer and you probably got to pay up a lot.
You are exactly right. I know who to call 8 or 9 years from now. All right. So one final question for all of you. Who is a Pitt County School teacher, educator, or staff member that inspires you?
I can give you the full list, but I won't. Man, that's a hard question. Because ever since the beginning, I've always had teachers that inspired me in every way. From kindergarten with Miss Bynum up until now, with Miss Slade and Mr. Tina, the two math teachers at Innovation. But I would say right now would be my counselor, Margaret Putney, at Innovation Early College High School. She works very hard, and we joke a lot. I tell her she does nothing, but she does everything. And I think without her, I definitely wouldn't be where I am today. She's seen me at my lowest moments and at my highest moments. She's like, you need to slow down, sir. You're doing a lot right now. And I'm like, I'll be fine. I'll be fine. And then I'm crying the next day. But Miss Putney, she encourages me. She motivates me to keep pushing, knowing that I have goals and that I can reach them and then go beyond them. Miss Putney.
I got three, but I don't know who's first. Well, they are my science teacher, Mr. Fernando, my avid teacher, Ms. Condalso, and my math teacher, Mr. Alvarez. They kept pushing me to my limits, and they persuade me to keep going, making me never give up.
Awesome.
I have two. I'm going to start with my 8th grade English teacher, Mr. Willie. From A.G. Cox, but he's at Hope now. I don't know. I hated English. I hated it. And in his class, I just liked it. And I think we had, like, he had a connection with all of his students. And I was so scared to go to high school, so scared. And last day of school, I was like, Mr. Willie, I'm not ready to go. And he looked at me. He was like, Haley, you were, like, any teacher's dream student. Like, you're going to be fine. Like, you're such a good person. Like, you're going to be fine. And I actually saw him a few months ago at a softball game, and he gave me a hug. I started tearing up. But, yeah, he was great. And my avid one teacher from last year, Miss McCray. I love Miss McCray. The way she just goes about everything, I really look up to her. And she's, I don't know how to explain it, but I love Miss McCray.
It sounds like your teachers have left lasting impressions in your lives, and I can tell they have because you all lit up when you started talking about them and what they mean to you and what they've done for you, whether it's encouraging you or listening to you or being that shoulder to cry on. They have been amazing, and we're glad that we've got teachers who make you feel that way because school is also about feeling good, and it sounds like our teachers are making the mark there. So we have something that we call now the lightning round.
Okay.
It's a series of questions. You can't think about it. You have to tell us the first thing that comes to mind. The first thing that comes to mind. And so I'm going to start. I see people peeking. So I'm going to say, I'm going to start with you, Haley.
Okay.
All right. And you get to go first. So whatever comes to mind. What is your favorite subject?
Oh, gosh. Science.
Favorite extracurricular activity?
Softball.
Do you prefer books or movies?
Movies.
Favorite movie?
Oh. Maybe The Sandlot.
Ah, that's a good one. What would be your theme song?
Oh my gosh, this is hard. I can't like think about it. Maybe Unwritten. It's a good one. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. If you're an animal, what would you be?
Maybe a bear. I love teddy bears.
Oh. Are you an early bird or a night owl?
Kind of both sometimes. Kind of depends. Both.
Okay. Who is the best driver in your family?
My dad's a good driver. Yeah. Yeah, he's a good driver.
What is your favorite meal at school?
I don't get school lunch, but I love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Uncrustables.
Yes.
They are really good. I think I might make an Uncrustable run after this. If you had a superpower, what would it be?
Oh, reading people's minds.
How do you choose to relax?
I listen to music. I listen to Frank Ocean.
What do you think a person needs to be happy?
Around the right people.
Very good. All right. Michael, you're okay. Next.
All right.
All right. What is your favorite subject?
Biology and chemistry.
Favorite extracurricular activity?
Fine arts.
Do you prefer books or movies?
Movies.
What's your favorite movie?
Dreamgirls.
What would your theme song be?
Nobody Gonna Break My Stride.
If you're an animal, what would you be?
A tiger.
Are you an early bird or a night owl?
I'm also both.
Who is the best driver in your family?
People say my granddad, but he does take off a little too fast for me.
What is your favorite meal at school?
I love the cheese sticks. They're amazing.
If you had a superpower, what would it be?
Levitation or teleportation. Those are the best.
How would you choose to relax?
I love a good Sunday afternoon in the sun, reading my Bible. That's the best part.
Awesome. What does a person need to live a happy life?
You need Jesus. Other than that, probably sweet tea.
Jesus and sweet tea. Yes. All right. What a combination. All right, Kenneth, you ready?
Yes.
What is your favorite subject in school?
Math.
What's your favorite extracurricular activity?
Soccer.
Do you prefer books or movies?
Movies.
What's your favorite movie?
That's a hard one. I would say Cars, Lightning McQueen. Mm.
What would your theme song be?
I don't think I got one.
It's okay. If you were an animal, what would you be?
A cat.
Are you an early bird or a night owl?
Night owl.
Who is the best driver in your family?
My dad, he takes us a lot of places and safe.
It's good. What is your favorite meal at school?
Pizza.
If you had a superpower, what would it be?
Teleportation.
How do you choose to relax?
Just sitting down, doing nothing.
What does a person need to live a happy life?
Having fun.
I like that. You all did such a great job Thank you for taking time out of your day to sit down and talk with me. I have enjoyed the conversation. I appreciate your feedback and talking about the successes we've had as a school district with the phenomenal teachers that you get to see every single day. I look forward to seeing you again, and I can't wait to see what you're going to do in the next few years and when you leave upon graduation. I believe in all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on PCS Connect. Please visit our website at pittschools.org and check out our thriving and connected district that spans across 38 school campuses. There you'll gain an understanding of our mission, vision, and commitment to community.